This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of this conversation. I want you part of the conversation. Really. I want you to be involved. I want you to respond. You know, whether you're picking it up on Facebook or picking it up on our online chat room, I don't care where, but you got to engage, you got to get involved. And you can also engage by heading up to my website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do there. There's a lot happening there. You can sign up for the email blast. Give me your email address. I only send one out a week, and usually I forget to do that. But when I do it, it's full of information, full of good things that you can get your hands on, you can buy, you can read, you can learn. God forbid we do that. God forbid we learn. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Oh, I did the pole dancing one. Right? I did do the pole dancing
one.
Yeah, that one. That one, well, you like that one. I mean, shows you where all your money, all your hard-earned tax money is going to. Isn't that just wunderbar? All right, so we kind of touched on this earlier. But I want to go deeper, and I want to talk a little bit more about this. And you guys that are in the chat room, what have you, chime in anytime. And not about some meatball recipe. So, you know, you heard Julio earlier say that he thinks that Rosenstein is kissing up. And I'm not so sure he's kissing up as much as he's sending a message that I'm not covering for you guys. So, the Justice Department's number two man, Rod Rosenstein, he raised eyebrows last week when he was in a private speech in which he took a swipe at Obama. Now think about that. He took a swipe at Obama, and he slammed his ex-FBI boss, James Comey. Now these guys, you have to understand something. When it comes to this kind of thing, these guys are like brothers. They're tightly knit. They're close together. They don't give it up that easy, if you would. And he has decided. I don't. Is he firing a shot across the bow? I don't know. I can't tell you. But when you look at this and you try to figure this out, You got to play it out in your mind and see really what he can get out of this. So he was a U.S. Deputy Attorney General who supervised the Mueller investigation. Now, this is pretty much the first time that he said anything since the report was released. He criticized the Obama administration's real-time reaction to Russian hacking and his decision not to publicize the full story for the American people. So he's basically admitting Obama was fully aware of what was going on with the Russians, didn't take much, if any, action to make anything change or stop it, didn't publicize it. You know, remember he was going to be the most transparent administration in the history of this country? And even the news people turned on him. His own people at one point in time said it has been among the hardest administrations to get information from. Even to the, see, I love all these reporters that have selective recall. That's what I'm going to call it, selective recall. Do you guys remember when the press office at the White House said no more access to the some of the closed-door meetings? They used to allow a White House photographer in, and then they would allow one or two of reporters in who were senior-level reporters that would give out information to the other reporters. So now what they decided to do with Eric Holder, and when Eric Holder was in there, and Obama, what they decided to do at one point in time is that they would write, they would release an official minutes, notes, press, whatever you want to call it, on the meetings that they were having. So they would spin it the way they wanted to. Doesn't sound very transparent to me, does it? The FBI disclosed classified evidence about the investigation to ranking legislators and their staffers. This is according to Rosenstein. Someone selectively leaked details to the news media. The FBI Director Comey announced at a congressional hearing that there was a counterintelligence investigation that might result in criminal charges. Then the FBI Director alleged that the President pressured him to close the investigation, even though the President denied ever having that conversation. So, did it happen? See, that's the other thing I love. So let's say the Democrats find President Trump guilty of looking at Comey and going, I wish he would shut that down. I wish he would shut down that investigation. Now, that's a lot different than looking at Comey and saying, you better shut that investigation down or we're going to have some problems around here. Or you be looking for another job. It's not what he said at all. Even Comey said, I'd like you to go easy on him. Flynn. Is that telling somebody? Now, I know some people are going to say, well, it's the way he said it, and, you know, Comey knew what he was saying. Okay, great. I'm glad Comey knew. Seemed like nobody else knew what he was saying. The Obama administration has been criticized for its handling of the Russian interference. Trump has blamed Obama for not acting quickly enough, and now we find out from one of Obama's right-hand men that that's a true statement. Trump was right again. Oh, my God. Did you hear all those eyeballs popping? Those lefty eyeballs? Finish this up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch, I guarantee, I promise, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch you can do up there, a whole bunch that I want you to be involved with. That's really what it boils down to. I want you to be involved. I want you to buy my book. I want you to buy some coffee mugs. I want you to buy some whatever. Great. They make great gifts, birthday gifts. You really want to start a fight with a liberal in your family? Buy one of the T-shirts. I'm telling you. Either wear it or give it to them. Wouldn't you love to see them open up a gift that says, you know, Stand for America, a shirt that says Stand for, and you give it to one of your liberal friends? And they go, oh, great. Well, nice T-shirt. Yeah, thank you for the gift. Okay, thank you. I love those things. It excites me to no end. Anyway, where was I? Oh, I know what it was. So, after you go up there and spend some money, I'll be happy. Rosenstein, I was asking you guys if you feel that Rosenstein might be turning on Obama. I'd like to say because he had a moment where he felt like he had been doing the wrong thing and wanted to fix it. Is he trying to protect this behind? Or does he see the writing on the wall and he wants to be on the team that's actually taking everybody else down? I'm just curious. Now, I don't know. You know, for him to openly state, at a speech where he's not being led or somebody's not peppering him with questions, with a speech where he does make fun of Obama and flat out, you know, talks about how Comey blew it and how Obama wasn't so transparent, that's a good thing. Now, the FBI disclosed classified evidence about the investigation to ranking legislators and their staffers, he said. Someone selectively leaked details to the news media. And he pointed to Comey on that one. He announced at the congressional hearing that there was counterintelligence investigations that may result in criminal charges. And then he said that the president pressured him to close the investigation. Right? You know, when that happened, right? Comey got pressure to close it. Listen, here's the other thing for those on the left. So the president wants the investigation closed. He wants it to go away. And did it? Even if he was able to pressure Comey, and Comey said, I'm leaving, does that stop the investigation? Was Comey the only person on that investigation? He actually wasn't on it at all. He oversaw his men and women that were handling it, but he oversaw it. Now, the Obama administration had been criticized for its handling of the Russian interference. And frankly, he deserved it. Remember 2016, NBC News cited an unnamed high-level official reported that the Obama administration did not respond more forcefully because it didn't want to appear to be interfering with the election. So, if somebody was really meddling in our, truly, honestly meddling in our election, and the only reason you didn't want to call them out for meddling in election because it would look like you were meddling in the election, sounds to me like you had to smoke two or three joints to come up with that kind of logic. I don't know. I mean, you know, because I don't know anything about marijuana. But anyhow, I mean, think about that. They know, they believe, I won't even say they know because I don't know. They believe that the Russians have been meddling in everything when it comes to the election. They believe that they're hacking their servers. They believe that they're getting information. And yet they don't say anything. Because they don't want to make it look like they're trying to make somebody win or lose. Now, don't you think the sympathy factor for Hillary would have been over the top if Obama or Obama's team came out during the election and said, well, we have direct evidence, real evidence, we have direct knowledge of the Russians trying to tamper with this election. That they have hacked some of the equipment, that they have influences in and around our systems. And we want you to be extra special careful when you go out there to vote and make sure your vote counts. And we're working to take these people down now. Do you not think that she would have got more in the way of sympathy votes in some areas? I think she would have. And not because it was Hillary necessarily, but because somebody would have sat back and said, well, I don't want Trump or anybody else to win because an outside entity is screwing around with our elections. And by the way, this has been going on forever. There were hints of this back that I have read, maybe further, you know, in the time between JFK and LBJ. For those of you who are a little too young, John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson. you hear references to the Russians back then. Ted Kennedy was trying to get to them. Went right to the Russian ambassador to make a deal with them. So has the Russians meddled in our... Yes, of course they did. They have. As we have meddled in others. I love that self-righteous stuff. Can you believe that they're spying on us? Yeah, right. We spy on them. They fly too close to... their bombers fly too close to our fuelers, and we fly too close to theirs. This is nothing new. The news cycle, the interweb, has just made it way too easy for this information to go way too vile, way too fast. This is part of my angst with, everybody, when we talk about freedom of speech, I'm good with that. I really am. I get it. I get what some of you guys want. My problem is when you react irresponsibly after seeing the information. If you've listened to the show for any period of time, when we've had shootings or, takeovers or SWAT teams raiding a home at, 4 o'clock in the morning, we have always said the same thing. I don't know enough. And I don't even care if you have people on the inside. I mean, look at how bad CNN got it with Clapper and others, where they had people on the inside. So, we've always waited. We've always said, let's see, let's wait. The generic you guys were sending me these, God bless, these memes and these pictures and these short videos when the cathedral was set on fire and there were Muslim guys up on the third floor, you could see them, and then there were Muslim guys running away, smiling and laughing, and you're sending me all this stuff, and I went, all right, can you stop? The place is still, it's not smoldering, it's still in flames. Just stop. Let's hope nobody got killed in there. Let's hope nobody got maimed. Let's hope we can fix whatever, and then we can go after. Then we can start pointing our finger as soon as evidence comes up. Otherwise, we're no different than they are we? Joe Mateen, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump defends his comments about a deadly 2017 white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, in an interview on Westwood One's Mark Levin show.
It's a terrible thing that they keep bringing up, and I actually said two different ways, and I said it every way you can say it, but I said you have bad people in both groups, you have good people in both groups. By groups,
you meant protesters, not the Klan and not the
neo-Nazis. Oh, no, I only meant the protesters.
Trump says his comments were about those there protesting the removal of a Robert E. Lee monument, not about white supremacists, as some Democrats claim. Japan's prime minister attended a birthday dinner at the White House Friday night for the First Lady, following talks with the president over North Korea, trade, and other issues. President Trump will be in Tokyo next month to meet Japan's new emperor. He says he may attend a sumo wrestling match while he's there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. And I mean that, seriously. I always enjoy being with you guys. And even though I have to stay for the whole hour, some of you cut out early because, you know, I know it's party night. I got it. If you had the app, so they get the app done, you'll be able to listen on your phone. I mean, that'd be nice. I think it'd be nice. What do I know? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm getting to that point sometimes with some of these stories. They come at you 100 miles an hour, right? But I'm getting to that point where you want to look at this stuff, and you really want to think it through and stop jumping around on titles. And I say that because, you know, I was talking to Karen about this earlier. She had a Facebook page that was very active, and we were talking about it. When we have a shooter, when we have a fire, when we have a whatever, we go right to the worst possible scenario. And I was saying, just can we wait? Can we simply wait until we get real information? And it's the same thing again with the shooters and the fire thing, and even this thing with Rosenstein. I want to see what he does. Some of you are saying he's CYAing, you know, he's covering his butt here, right? And I agree with you. I think to a big degree that's exactly what he's doing. But you don't get that high up in the FBI or any kind of organization like that without having some kind of strategy, some plans, and being somewhat successful. Yes, being a good soldier, doing what you're told to do, but being somewhat successful. So he's looked at the bigger picture, and he's starting to see, my personal opinion, he's starting to see that some of this information is going to be turned up, it's going to be screamed about, and mainstream media is not going to be able to ignore it forever. At some point in time, we have to deal with some of this stuff. Even some little cracks in MSNBC and a few other places that are saying positive things about the president. Again, 855 Real Joe, 85. You know, imagine them saying something positive about the president. You know their tongue's going to fall out. Now, Rosenstein really raised eyebrows when he took a swipe at President Obama. But did he really? He simply talked about the lack of transparency in that particular group, in that particular administration. Right? And again, if you're being transparent, why not? What's the big deal? What's the big whoop? Right? But I started saying in the last segment, he blasted those mercenary, you know, critics who benefit financially by expressing these passionate opinions about any topic with little or no information. That's the part I always talk about. I always think it's funny that people tune in and listen to a show like mine, or they call us up to go on some other networks, and like, you're the expert. I'm no expert. Here's the difference between me and the average Joe. I get emails, I get feedback, I get you guys in the chat room, I have time to read some of these stories to catch up on what's going on, and I take all of that, and I form an opinion off of all of that. Where a lot of you, you're at work all day. You can't look into anything to speak of. You got to work. You're driving home, you hear some bits and pieces of the radio, unless you have a three-hour drive. You're not getting the same kind of input or look at the same stuff that I am. I hope I'm a trusted source for you at times, but that's the difference. I get to take the time to work through all this. You can't usually. Anyway, the Rosenstein has maintained, well, a rocky relationship with Trump. Now, congressional Republicans have also accused him of withholding documents and not investigating aggressively enough. A lot of the crime, the legislative crime that takes place. And I hope he starts doing that. Right? I hope we start seeing that happen. And I'm sorry, but I think that this first pass of what took place in Massachusetts is a start with that. I think Barr has said, okay, enough of the feel-good laws. And when I say that, it's really funny how they got all over Barr because of what he ordered his guy to do in Massachusetts. Now, understand, Barr didn't tell his attorney in Massachusetts to go after that judge. He told the attorney to uphold the law. If the judge broke the law, bring her in. If the judge broke the law, charge her. It's really that simple. But we've not done that. What they say is, oh my God, this person committed murder, but hey, boss, it's Hillary Clinton. That's how they do it. That's how they did it. Again, the thing that really, if this didn't put the nail in the coffin, so to speak, when the FBI agents showed up at Hillary's house, and FBI agents showed up at Hillary's house, they had to sign non-disclosure agreements. How many non-disclosure agreements do you think those FBI agents had signed in their careers? Just write it down on a piece of paper. We'll guess at it later. Right? Couldn't record anything. Couldn't write anything down. Now, I mean, she could easily have said they misunderstood me, no matter what it was. And Comey, for less, has put people in jail or ruined people's careers. Anyway. He went on to say, in my confirmation hearing in March of 2017, a Republican senator asked me to make a comment, or commitment, he recalled. He said, you're going to be in charge of this Russia investigation. I want you to look me in the eye and tell me that you'll do it right, that you'll take it to conclusion, and you'll report your results to the American people. He said, I did pledge to do it right and take it to the appropriate conclusion. I did not promise to report all results to the public because grand jury investigations are ex parte proceedings, which means you don't want the information out. They're private proceedings. He said, and as many people have said before him, the job of the FBI is not to render a conclusion. It is to find the facts, look at what was going down, lay it out for the AG, and let the AG decide whether the guy's guilty or not, whether it warrants prosecution. And he bases that, too, on some of the input from the FBI agents, but not solely. He said the biggest thing is just to decide whether it whether it's criminal charges are necessary. Now, Rosenstein, I think you guys know this. Rosenstein's leaving in a couple of months. He won't be there much longer. And when he leaves, I can imagine it's going to be a slurry of information that's from him. Probably a book that he's already working on. What do you think? When do you think he'll announce it? August? September, October, November? When do you think he'll go public with that, as they say? So, I just go back to this and say, don't jump to conclusions on this stuff. Look through it. Read. Try to figure out what you would do in the same situation. You know, Rosenstein went on to say at the very end of his speech, he said, last week the big topic of discussion was, what were you thinking when you stood behind Bill Barr at the press conference? Remember, even I said it. I said, look at that deadpan expression. He's just standing right there, basically staring straight ahead or staring at Barr from time to time. No facial expressions. He said, but I'll admit to you, I was thinking, my job is to stand here with a deadpan expression. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. We always appreciate your time with me. Head up to the website, the real during the commercial, because I know how much you love them, therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff you can deal with there. And you know what? Check out the stories that we write, the stories that we post. Let us know if you like them, you don't like them, you agree, you disagree. You guys know how to use the thumbs up, thumbs down. And at the website, you have everyone links for every other one of our sub-accounts. Accounts. All right, that simple. It ain't that hard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Final, we're on the downward stretch. We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Yeah, 855-732. Yeah, that's the number. Okay. 5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Did you guys know, was it today or yesterday? Somebody tried to tell me it was National Hardware Day. You know, if you want to see that much hardware, why don't you just go to Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Joe at the meal side. There you go, at the real side. You can tell. End of the week, mouth not working, really exciting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, that you're being involved, that you're engaged, that you're helping to make something happen. Now, There's so many stories that I really want to get into. But the one I really am enjoying, sitting back and enjoying, just kind of watching what's playing out, is Little Miss Omar. And how many times are they going to let her stick her foot down her throat to tickle her belly button before they get rid of her? How many times, you know, and again, I know people, they love to get mad at me about this. How long are you Jews going to let her get away with this? I'm serious. If the majority, if a large block of Jews vote Democrat, and you have openly people who are anti-Semites in the Democrat Party, I mean, these aren't people that come from small areas. Not outspoken. I mean, look at these places. And then you've got the rest of them that won't stick up for you. They don't say a word about it. Every once in a while, you have a Pelosi who comes out, who's not so sure she's out in front of a crowd to begin with, but then she comes out and she says, well, I'm sure that, Omar is, she's not really understanding the words that she's using. She doesn't understand the gravity of the words that she's using. I'm going, neither do you. So, anyway, a Jewish rabbi is calling out the Muslim lawmaker who's been accused of anti-Semitism. And the New York Times for publishing the notion that Jesus was a Palestinian. God, that's just, you know, this is continual, because I know younger and younger people going to work for these magazines, of these publications, they don't know how to spell. Even when a spell checker picks it up, they obviously decide not to change it. You know, how many times have you opened up a website that supposedly you trust and care about? You open up this website, and there's all these red lines in there. Now you know the person posted that has the same program you have, if not a better one. Rabbi Abraham Cooper, the associate and director of Global Social Action Agenda at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, called out Representative Omar after she retweeted a tweet from the Omar Suleiman, an adjunct professor of Islamic studies at Southern Methodist University, who said a Palestinian relative asked him why the Christians right in America largely support their oppression. Right? I mean, what is this person, like, brain dead? Suleiman wrote that his relative asked, don't they know Jesus was a Palestinian? The day before the tweet, New York Times op-ed claimed that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, was most likely a Palestinian man with dark skin. Cooper accused the New York Times of fake news, said both are trying to rewrite history with that claim, and it's true. They're very good on the left at trying to rewrite history. Palestine was a name made up by the Romans after they crucified thousands and destroyed the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. They exiled the people of Israel from their homeland. I mean, you got to do a history. You can't just listen to your professor. Because guaranteed, he may not be on the same. He may not really be telling you the truth. There's a shock for you, isn't it? Maybe he just wants to get his point across. Maybe he's trying to sow a seed or plant some fake information so they can get what they want. I'm not talking about deep state. I'm not talking about Martians that are trying to change our minds. I'm talking about people who truly hate Israel. And they're trying to infiltrate, or have already infiltrated schools. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, simply put, Jesus was a Jew. The Bible says Jesus was a Jew. God says Jesus was a Jew. Scripture says Jesus was a Jew. To fulfill Scripture, he had to be a Jew. So I'm going to go with God, okay? I'll take God for 300, Alex. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to... A media commentator wrote that, I'm a bit surprised that the congressperson would retweet false and inaccurate situation. Well, then you're brain dead. I believe that for another year and a half, that's all you're going to see these people doing. AOC spewing things that she has no idea what they mean or why she's even saying them sometimes. Come on, really? The account for the student supporting Israel said, is this for real? Jesus was a Jew? What's next? The Pope? They're going to say the Pope was a Palestinian? Yeah. Well, in The New York Times and Omar are not the first to make the claim that Jeremiah Wright, the controversial pastor who preached at the Chicago church, attended by President Obama, claimed Jesus was a Palestinian years ago. But here's the thing. If somebody would actually do the homework, and this is why I keep telling you parents, so you don't listen to me, but I'm going to say it again anyway. This is why I tell you, you have to pay attention to what your kids are learning. You have to look at the books. You have to see what they're being taught. And you need to check it out because, you know what? Even as a trustee, I don't have total control of the education. The nut jobs at the state level do. They're the ones that decide what we're going to teach your kids and what we're not going to teach your kids. What do you think of that? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Get engaged. Get involved. If you go up to the website, I know I say this all the time, but seriously, give up a cup of coffee. Give a donation. It's a big donation button there. To help us get the message out, because it's all about when we sell advertising time, when we try to get sponsors, it's all about numbers. How many people are listening? How many people do you have in Facebook and YouTube and Ustream and whatever stream and all that other stuff? That we could use, you know, every one of us. I don't know. I'm probably not the only guy you listen to. Well, I almost would hope I am, but... I'm probably not the only guy you listen to. So just, you know, again, if some of those people you know, you can, you know they need help. Whether it's financial or just moral support, somebody to pray for them. No, really. Do we do this last story? This is, I like this one. The, what?
No, you did not do that one. That's what I recall.
Well, apparently now, Stanford University only allows massages and acupunctures for trans and non-binary students. Isn't that discrimination, too? This is a community wellness center. It's supposed to be for everybody. Queer student group. Yes, you heard me. A queer student group. Remember in the 70s? You called somebody queer. You saw the you called the situation queer. That was a problem. Queer student group at Stanford University recently advertised free massages, sound healing, and acupuncture, but only for transgenders, not for binary students. They put up the signs that need a break. We got you. The event flyer, copy of which Campus Reform obtained, reads, you know what? A lot of these crazy stories, you can track them back. You can find them on campusreform.org. The event flyer copy which Campus Reform obtained reads, the event is sponsored by the Stanford Students for Queer Resistance and Trans Liberation. Also is part of the student group and Queer Student Resource Center. This event is open to trans and non-binary students, staff, faculty only. The ad promotes that... the event will be sound healing that will be available to all. 20-minute massages and acupuncture available by appointment. The event is only open to trans and non-binary students. How do you prove it? I mean, some of those young people would probably say anything.
What's the binary event? Is that legal?
What, non-binary?
No, just the binary event.
I have no idea.
You know, the one for straight people only.
Yeah, but no. Think about it. When they're, what do they have? Their primal scream weeks. They have now black only graduations and black only orientations at the schools. Soon it's going to be black queer only, transgender queer blacks only, and it just for you know Martin Luther King is going to be weeping in heaven. He has to be. This is not what he fought for. This is not the beating he took for. Right? I mean, seriously, he wanted equality in everybody. Nobody should get a leg up because of the color of their skin, their sexual orientation, or anything else. Go ahead, make fun of him. I want to watch. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Write it down, put it in your book, save it for next week. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and a very safe weekend, please.